time for your weekend pulse with Lorena Sanchez of the Las Cruces Sun News, the Pulse editor. Lorena, it is time for some theater.
Yes.
So let's go with the musical here. This has been very popular. I've been hearing people talk about this. Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, so this is a local production. It's put on by a local theater group as well as NMSU. So it's Disney's Beauty and the Beast. What they're going to be doing is it's kind of a reimagining of the story. They're going to retell this story in a pretty interesting way of kind of these three generations from this family are going to be, I guess, storytelling.
Well, what they say is do not expect to come in and expect to see the movie version or even the Broadway version of it. It's reimagined.
It is reimagined. They do have some of the original songs, though, from the Disney movie, and they do also mix in some of those Broadway songs. So it's going to be kind of a nice, nostalgic for some of us. It's going to be like a fun show to take your kids to. So I think it's well worth the trip, especially with the new movie that's going to be coming out this year. So
now, this, where is this taking place at?
This is going to be at ASNMSU, the Center for the Arts, and pretty affordable. So tickets range in price from $10 to $20, just depending on where you sit. And then children are a little cheaper.
Now, I'm not saying January is too early to be talking about tequila and margaritas, because when I think of tequila and margaritas, I'm thinking spring and summer. But here we are in January, and Sunland Park is making a bold move.
Yeah, so Sunland Park Racetrack and Casino, they're going to be holding a margarita and tequila festival this weekend. It should be fun. It sounds really awesome. So you can sample premium tequilas, flavored margaritas. For $20, you get 10 tickets, and then you can also enjoy some live music over there. Admission is free, so you can go and kind of enjoy the festivities there, but to actually taste and participate in the event, that costs a little bit of money.
So we're going to do it up in January.
Yes. Okay. I say it's never too early.
Yeah, what am I talking about? And here is an annual tradition, the annual Martin Luther King Unity Celebration happening this Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, so Doniana County, NAACP, they always do their annual celebration each year. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is next Monday, and they always kick it off Sunday. They're going to be having a march, and then on Monday is going to be the annual breakfast. So tickets for the breakfast are $30 per person and kind of go up from there, but it is definitely an event worth celebrating and want to participate in and support.
Now, on the taste for your impulse, I have to admit, I've not been here in quite a while.
Me too.
Cafe Agogo, so I'm glad you brought this up. So
it's been a few years for me too, but they did some renovations, and they did a bunch of new additions to the menu. So I actually have some plans to go there this weekend. I'm really excited to try out some of their new stuff, because I've heard good things about the new things that they've added to the menu. But, of course, they have kind of old favorites. They got some appetizers. Their green chili wontons are always a must-have. If you've never had them, they're really good. And then they have salads, soups. They have entrees. My friend raved about their salmon. She said it was a splurge, but well worth it. And then they got some really good hamburgers.
Okay, so Cafe Agogo, taste for your impulse.
Yep.
Check it out. Lorena, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.